The John Martyr case is considered by many in the university system a test of the tenure system. The professor lost his position in journalism after the Board of Regents sided with the opinion of the UW Superior Chancellor. Julius Erlenbach said Martyr exhibited a pattern of unprofessional behavior and failed to meet the university's expectations. The chancellor overruled a key faculty senate committee, and a majority of the regents agreed with him. Martyr has always claimed much of the evidence against him was undocumented. His challenge of the firing is handled under what's termed judicial review. At issue right now is whether that process allows Martyr's attorney to question or depose the Board of Regents. Martyr says yes.
Why does the board want to hide in all of this? Why don't they just say, okay, we'll answer whatever questions you have? They're not doing that.
They applied the procedure that the legislature told them to apply for dismissal of a tenured faculty member.
Jennifer Lattice is the attorney representing the Board of Regents. On her way to the hearing in Superior, she said those rules don't allow questioning of witnesses, as other types of cases do.
There's no evidence to be taken. The court is supposed to confine its review to the record and just decide whether or not procedures were followed.
Lattice says she'll also oppose a request by some UW-Madison faculty members to join the case because she says that's not allowed. The full judicial review in this case is expected to get underway once these motions hearings are finished. Meanwhile, faculty members on 13 campuses have approved resolutions opposing the reasons used to fire Martyr. Many claim the concept of tenure will be permanently damaged if he is not reinstated. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.